G'day, great to be with you this afternoon. Worrying in far north Queensland this afternoon, a COVID case has been detected in the north of the state, with authorities scrambling to determine if the Delta cluster, which has sent the state south into lockdown, may have spread to the north. Now, Queensland Health said today the fresh case of COVID-19 has been detected in a person living in the Cairns region. Now, it's not known what strain of the virus the person has, if it's a historic case or a new one, or how it's contracted, or if it's linked to the current southeast Queensland cluster. Let's go to our Nine News reporter, Tim Arvia. Tim, what's the latest on this?
Yeah, well, they tweeted out Queensland Health 51 minutes ago, pardon me, that the case is a potential positive COVID-19 case. So the case is yet to be confirmed, they say. And if it is confirmed, they'll provide a list of contact tracing venues and so forth. So obviously they need to check. I'm guessing that this is not a false positive. And also people can test, as they say, is it an active case? Because people can test positive for COVID, but not actually be infectious. It's something they could have recovered from, but still be showing, still be shedding the virus, which shows up in tests. So once we get some more clarity on that, then Queensland Health and all the authorities will be able to move forward and actually work out if the Cairns population has been put at risk or if it is indeed still safe.
We'll see that throughout the day here on 4BC Drive. Just turning to the southeast, Tim, Queensland has recorded 16 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19.
Yeah, that's right. And the big worry at the moment is how we're seeing this move through children. Especially given that, you know, these schools that their children have been at are so large. 9 of the 16 cases today are children. 10 of the 13 cases from yesterday were children. So that has authorities really looking at the transmissibility through children of the Delta variant, because most of the other COVID variations, we haven't seen much transmissibility through children. We haven't been too worried about schools because, you know, kids weren't going to spread it. But obviously Delta, being much more infectious, is now also infectious through kids. And that raises not just a concern about this outbreak, but also outbreaks into the future, because at the moment children aren't being vaccinated. We don't even have enough vaccines for our adults. So how are we going to protect our children? There is one bit of good news, is that experts say there's no clear evidence at the moment that the Delta variant increases the risks of children becoming seriously ill. But of course, the fact they can now transmit it much more readily than other variants makes it much more of a public health concern. So that is something where we look at reducing those risks into the future. And of course, I've been around the schools today. It's been very quiet out in the road of those essential workers out there today. Most of them still having a good time, thankfully, in the playground.
All right, Tim Arvia, thank you for that. And catch Tim's full report on Nine News tonight. Now,